Yeah, this is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Gus, Jude and Wendell. And we do the show thanks to our mates at Mitsubishi. Time now for this. Early Curly. Yeah, chance for Jude and I to ask some questions to Dell around the game of rugby league. And we're doing it all thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. They are open again. They supported us through COVID. So please go and support Paddy's Markets. Over to you, Jude.
Right, Dell. South Tigers last night. The tempers flared and it was on the back of an incident with Josh Reynolds. He tried to kick the ball along the ground. There was an air swing and he collected Campbell Graham right in the head. He was placed on report for kicking. Campbell Graham had to go off for an HIA. And then we saw Latrell Mitchell also remonstrate with a large swinging arm. What do you reckon they should receive from the judiciary?
Well, I think Latrell was lucky to stay on the field. And so was Josh, I think. But I think, look, 2 weeks each. I'm happy with 2 weeks.
How does the bunker not see that, though?
Yeah.
We stopped the game for 2 minutes.
They see it.
But well, then how can you have Latrell Mitchell, A, running in, and then B, a dog shot? Yeah. If he did that out on the street, he'd go to jail.
Yeah, look, I understand that. But, look, I've done the same before. Like, not like that, but I've actually... someone hit Darren Smith, and I've been at Markham, and then I looked down, and then I started punching into this bloke's head. It was Purcell at the Steelers. So I've done that. I've been in the situation. You just get heightened, and you're trying to protect your mate when you come in there.
So let's start with Josh Reynolds, first and foremost.
Yes.
Like, we heard the audio on Fox and Channel 9. He just thought, you know, I didn't do it deliberately.
No.
What did you think of that instant first
and foremost? Yeah, I thought it was just reckless. He's trying to kick the ball, but there's a decision that you're making. He made the decision to go for it, and then obviously Campbell Graham's head was in the way. I reckon it's a reckless. I reckon 2 weeks. I'm happy with that. What do you think?
In AFL, they call that kicking in danger, and it's a penalty.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about Latrell Mitchell? What does he get?
I'll give him 2 weeks.
So what's the difference between that shot and Joey Lelua that got 4 weeks the week before for the Tigers?
Well, Joey's a different beast to Latrell. Mate, Joey...
In what way? What the different personalities
do
they get?
He does it stuff all the time. And I just think in that situation, Latrell, he's not that sort of player. He does some stuff.
You can't have 4 weeks for one bloke because he's a good bloke and then 4 weeks for a bloke who's a bit of a knob.
I know, but I understand the situation. I think with Joey, it was quite different to the Latrell situation.
You don't think they were both dog shots?
I think Latrell...
Just watch that fence, mate. The fence is wavering.
No, I think Latrell was coming in for his mate. I can understand why he was frustrated and why he was heightened by it. I would have come in. I wouldn't have done that. I probably would have pushed him, but I certainly wouldn't have done what Latrell did. So, but I'm happy that Latrell came in.
And if you're looking at the way Madge McGuire's coaching at the moment, he wants them to play on edge. Do you like the way that they're pushing the line in that sense? I mean, we saw, obviously, Joey Lelua with Dylan.
Yeah, no, look, I think it's good. Even Russell Pack a couple weeks ago, you've got to push that edge because I think for a long time the Tigers have been... They're a friendly team. No one fears them, actually. No one fears them. Everyone knows the Tigers when they're on, that they play some good football, but, you know, they're not an aggressive side. They're not a side that you go, oh, we're playing the Tigers this week. And I think Madge is trying to instill that in his team. You know, they're obviously competing last night. Off to a slow start, they found a way back into that game.
Just on the Latrell, I thought he had absolutely every right to fly the flag.
There you go.
He needed to come across and remonstrate, but that could have been a shoulder charge or something like that. I just hated the idea that it was effectively a king hit.
So do you think, what do you think?
Oh, I think he goes for a couple of weeks.
Or 4 weeks?
I reckon closer to the Joey Lelua, so closer to four.
I reckon he hit him harder than Joey hit on his head, and he got 4 weeks. And you can't set up sentencing around if a bloke's a good bloke or not, Del. You're kidding yourself. More on the Dead Set Legends after this.